The Holy Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ according to Matthew.
Glory to you, Lord Christ.
Jesus said, "You have heard that it was said, 'You shall love your neighbor and hate your enemy.' But I say to you, love your enemies and pray for those who persecute you, so that you may be children of your Father in heaven. For he makes the sun rise on the evil and on the good, and sends rain on the righteous and on the unrighteous. For if you love those who love you, what reward do you have? Do not even the tax collectors do the same? And if you greet only your brothers and your sisters, what more are you doing than others? Do not even the Gentiles do the same? Be perfect, therefore, as your heavenly Father is perfect." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Christ.
Please be seated. Well, today's gospel lesson gives us, I think, a tough order to fill. Let's be perfect as our Father in heaven is perfect. Now, how many of you, just a show of hands, feel that you have reached perfection? Thank you. Oh, good. One honest person here. Probably most of us feel like we have, but we're just afraid to raise our hand. But the reality is, none of us is perfect. None of us have reached that place where we feel like we have fulfilled God's call to and for us. We are all in process, getting from point A to point B. But Jesus, in this morning's gospel, calls us to be perfect as our Father in heaven is perfect. Now, let me ask another question. Because at the beginning of the gospel, he gives us something else that seems a bit tough. How many of you, within the last 3 days, have prayed for people who are followers of the way of Islam that is called ISIS? How many of you have prayed for them? Okay? Just a few hands up. The reality is, it's not comfortable for us. Jesus is calling us to do something that is very, very, very uncomfortable, and that is to pray for our enemies, pray for those who would wish us harm, pray for those who, in fact, hate us. Well, if we do pray, chances are the prayer isn't that uplifting. To use a biblical term, we might use something like smite. Lord, smite them. But God is calling us to pray for them, to pray that God's Spirit will enter their lives just as God's Spirit has entered our lives, and that in some way they will begin to see and know and experience the loving God that we have experienced. Also, a bit disjointed today, but the whole service is a bit disjointed, so I feel free to jump from place to place. One of the things I've learned in many years is that we really never possess something unless we're able to give it away. And we know, because we're here this morning, that God loves us. And that no matter how bad we are, no matter how much we mess up, God is going to continue to love us. We can try really, 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 really hard, and God's love is always there. This all comes together, I promise. I believe that we are called to love our enemies, to love those who hate us in visible and meaningful ways, so that people will see and know that the love that we have received from God Himself is real. If we simply try to hold on to it and not let anyone else become a part of it, they are not going to believe us. We as American people, as we have heard in our colic this morning, as we know of our experience, have been given and have an abundance of freedoms. But unless we are secure enough in those freedoms to share those, they are not real. The history of our nation is that people have come here from all sorts of places, and because of the freedoms we have found a place. The same is true with the gospel of Jesus Christ. Everyone is welcome here. Everyone needs to hear. Whatever religion, whatever background, everyone needs to see and hear and feel the unmerited, unwarranted love of God as we know Him in Jesus. They may not call it that. They may call it something else. But if they experience it in and through us, the power of God has come to life in their lives. So we are called not simply to pray for those who hate us, to pray for our enemies, but engage them with the love that God has for us. I remember vividly one time someone did something to me, and my mother told me, "George, if you're just nice to them, it will gall them so much." That's not what I'm talking about. What I'm talking about is the honest, real love that we have experienced, that we have been given, freely returning and giving in return. The love of God, the power of God, can transform this world. There are times that it seems absolutely, positively hopeless. But the message we are given is a message of hope and a message of love. And as we share that, as we give that, ever so slightly, day after day, the kingdom of God will come. Pray for your enemies. Pray for those who hate you. Pray for one another here. The power of prayer is beyond anything that we can imagine. Thanks be to God, we have been loved. Thanks be to God, we have been given freedoms to share, not to hold, but to share and give freely to all God's people. Amen.